story that we've been following all week in Antrim with our reporter Lisa McAllister. Another car has been set on fire in Antrim, this time in the Isley Street area at 7:30 last night. It's the latest in a series of arson attacks on vehicles and property in the town. Lisa McAllister is in Antrim again today. Lisa, what's happening?
Well, Stephen, as you say, we've been covering this story all week on the programme. On Monday, we heard from Paul Madden, whose car was burnt out at the weekend. Then yesterday, we heard from Nigel, whose nephew's car was set alight outside his home on Monday night. Now, on Monday night, a short distance away, the windscreen of another car was smashed, and that car belongs to Michael Kelly. Michael went out of his home last night to make sure his car with its broken windscreen was okay, and he suddenly realised it too was alight. He's been telling me what happened.
Well, I went out to put some rubbish in the bin. I seen smoke coming out from the windscreen, which had broke the night before, and there was a light no inside the car. So I got my keys and went over and opened the car, and next thing the flames all just started flying. No, it was probably the air getting at it, you know. Then I went in, got a basin, started throwing water. But it was a while, well away, but yeah, well, and phoned the fire brigade, and they came out and put it out.
You were very lucky. If you've opened the door and suddenly...
Flashback, you know, could have hit me, you know, but it didn't, you know.
With your car being targeted on Monday night and the windscreen being broken, and then last night for it to be set on fire, how do you feel at the moment, given that you have been targeted in this way?
I don't know what they're, why they're doing this, like, you know. I don't know what they're happening. Well, I could have been burnt, you know.
I don't think anybody can afford to lose something as expensive as a car in this way, but will this hit you quite hard?
Well, I've no way of getting about now, you know, and I needed my car. See, I've had heart surgery, you know, and I need transporting it. So I'm going to have to get a new car, like, somewhere. And I don't know what my insurance is going to...
And even if the insurance come through, then for the next car, you're higher premiums, aren't you?
You just can't win. Insurance is there enough over here without this.
What would you say to the people then who are behind these sorts of arson attacks that have been ongoing since the weekend here?
You just need to stop it, like. Some of the ordinary people are doing it. Just madness, so it is.
And the hassle that it's going to cause you with getting about, because rehab and stuff that you go for after your surgery?
Well, I have to go to the hospital now every... I'm bad with asthma as well. That's inhalers and all that. Right. No, I can't really walk. And the bus service here isn't very good, you know. Yeah, well, I'll not be able to buy another car now for a while.
What would you say to them then, the people who did this?
Stop it. There's no need for it, like.
Well, police are investigating a link between all these attacks, but the one thing people like Michael and Paul and Nigel all have in common is that they have absolutely no idea why their cars have been targeted.